Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Everybody's a comedian. Welcome back, 7 Silly Hours, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. Jessica Moser is our guest. Jessica's Senior VP for Small Business Solutions at MetLife. Jessica, thanks again for being here. We're talking about folks about the MetLife U.S. Chamber Small Business Index. And one of the things that is just pervades every index I see, every report I see from Main Street is the lack of being able to replace good workers. But there's the other side of that is holding on to the good ones you have. And I've been on my soapbox now for 2 years, actually a full year since the new tax law came out. And I've been warning small business owners, you must take extra care right now more than ever before and love up your good employees, your key employees, the people you cannot do without. You have to love them up. You have to make sure whatever benefits that you can get them, whatever you can afford to pay them, you need to be paying them, Jessica, so they don't get poached by bigger companies. And you guys have a lot to do with the incremental benefits you offer to employees.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. And I agree with you, and the statistics back it up too, right? 81% of employees who are satisfied with their benefits are satisfied with their jobs. Like, there's a definite correlation. Adding benefits beyond medical helps boost productivity, helps boost loyalty. But it is for retention, retaining those employees,
right,
but it's also for attracting the right employee, right? So there are people who say potential employees cite a benefit, a wide range of benefits, as a reason to accept a job and stay at a job. So I would say this, I think sometimes that small business owners think that that's only something that a large company can provide, but
true,
that's really not true. There are so many benefits you can provide at a relatively low cost, a dental plan. In some cases, you can offer it as a small business, so like an employee-paid legal services plan that is something that would actually differentiate you
as a small business that wouldn't cost you anything. Regardless of whether they even buy anything, folks, that you make available to them, the fact that
right,
you are making it available to them puts you at another game level in the game. It ups your game to a level at or near a bigger competitor who would take them away. If somebody comes to them and says, "Hey, I can offer you more benefits," and that employee says,
yep,
"Well, I've already been offered that. I turned them down. I'm fine. You know, leave me alone." You got to step your game up a little bit, folks. So, Jessica, thank you guys for focusing on that in your business. Let's talk about the future. I want to wrap up the index this month by talking about what your respondents said about where they think things are going.
So I think right now that they are thinking that they're really still very, very focused on trying to find those workers that are going to help them make their business what it needs to be, right? So in terms of where they focus, they are focused on driving they're focused on growth, and they're
mm-hmm.
focused on figuring out how to get there. And right now they're actually spending, they're working really hard, and because of the challenge around workers, they're actually working more hours because they can't fill those open positions. And so I think where they're focused is figuring out what can they do in order to fill those positions, because they've more of them have capital than they did before. So some of them are out there buying those machines, but they're looking to figure out how to drive that growth with the right resources.
Right. Well, and the thing about thing that's so important about small business owners today is they're in better financial shape than they've ever been in, and
that's right.
This makes them feel stronger. They don't feel so weak because they've deleveraged over the last 10 years and they've gotten themselves into better condition. And this is going to help us, all of us. If we go into another dip, another economic dip, if we have any kind of a setback at all, I think we're all going to be healthier, and I think it'll wind up being a shorter one if that should happen. Hey, Jessica, I need that website one more time. SB
Index.
SBIndex.us. That's where you can find the MetLife U.S. Chamber Small Business Index. Hey, Jessica, good job today. Come back soon.
I hope to. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Jessica Moser, ladies and gentlemen, with MetLife.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.